This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, the Big Ten released its schedules for next year. We were talking about Wisconsin's. Very difficult.
That is Billy Napier-esque.
Yeah,
Florida
that's
this year.
That's tough. Yeah. Let me give you Oregon's. Here's what they here's what they'll do next year. They're going to open with two home games. August 30th, they will play Montana State.
Oh. What? Well, I guess Montana State,
hey, dude,
at that level
good.
Is good.
That's one of those good, bad opponents.
Yeah.
That's one of those like, oh, you should beat them, but even when you do, hey, they're pretty good, you know.
A buddy of mine told me who lives there, he said that Montana State has overtaken the Grizz in that state.
Yeah, can I also state—
And they just beat them in their rivalry
Can
game.
I also state for the record—
I think they're undefeated this year.
Let me just say this. Oregon, if you're the number one team in the country and you think you're going to win a national title and you're putting yourself in the likes of Alabama and Ohio State, no one gives two F's about Montana State. Go kick them in the balls. Make them believe it. There is no excuse for that game even being close.
By the
close.
Way,
new quarterback?
Well, but, you know.
I don't care. I never
title hangover.
If they
come
win
on,
a national championship,
I got to build the excuses. Got to do it.
Again, want to hear an Oregon fan
hey.
Be like, oh.
If they win a national championship, they can go 0-12 next season.
Montana
I won't care.
State.
Well, let me tell you something. They might win a national championship this year, okay?
Yeah.
Do you realize that in their national championship year, they almost lost to Idaho? Do you understand that? How quickly you forget.
Damn
and
it.
Let me
it's going
let me,
on the DVD, you know it is.
Let me tell you this. I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm going to tell you, you son of a bitch. Listen to this. Montana State went undefeated this year. They played Idaho. Do you know what the final score was?
What's the final score?
Oregon beat Idaho 17-14. Montana.
No, it wasn't
24-14.
Oh, yeah. 24-14. That's right.
Yeah.
They scored that late touchdown.
Yeah.
Montana State beat Idaho 38-7.
So look out for Montana State.
No!
It'll be a good, bad win.
Get out of that game.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm just kidding. But they are good. They went undefeated. So that one is the opener. And then they play Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy with his restructured contract. Did you see he folded like a pair of twos?
Yeah. Well,
he's like, all right, I'll take less
look,
money.
He had a bad year.
He sucks.
I mean, that's what I would do if I were an athletic firm. Like,
yeah,
look,
like, hey, man.
We don't need you that bad. You can't, I mean, well, what did they win? Three? They went 0 and
they went 0 in the 0 Big 12. The I think they went 3-9.
Yeah, dude,
here's
that's
the thing. Every time you have a good year, Gundy, you come to us and hold us up
right.
for more money.
That's
well,
right.
Well, guess what, bitch?
It's well, isn't he the
time
guy?
Time for the other way.
Doesn't he do the year-by-year contracts? I think he's a one-year guy.
He might be.
And
I just know that he scares up any time that he has a decent season. He's like, well, I could talk to someone
I'm
else.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Unless you give me more money. So I'm glad that someone went to him and ruffled some feathers.
Matt Gundy.
Yeah.
He's mining the transfer portal. He is mining the transfer portal for a quarterback right now as well.
Yeah.
So Montana State, Oklahoma State, and then the Ducks go to Northwestern.
Yeah, it could be a fun road trip.
Chicago.
Yeah. I might make that road trip this next year. They are going to have a brand new stadium. It will still be baseball season. The Cubs are in town that weekend.
Yeah.
You can do a little double dip there.
Probably good weather up there in
Probably.
September.
Yeah.
Then you have the Oregon State game back at Autzen. And then on September 27th, the Ducks travel to Penn State.
Okay. So, I mean, I hate to do this, but I mean, you're 4-0 with seemingly no...
Well, should be.
...effort. And then a tough one at Penn State.
Happy yeah. Valley rematch of the Big Ten title game. Then you host Indiana.
Okay, and we don't know what Indiana will have coming back, but you know that could be interesting.
Hey. That Penn State game could be a title game rematch, not just Big Ten.
Well,
title
that's
game.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely, that that's could true. Be. And then Indiana. Look, I know we're looking at Indiana's in the playoff right now.
Playoff.
Indiana's 11-1.
Playoff.
And old Scignetti playoffs. Isn't going anywhere.
His name is Scignetti.
I don't know why. I always
some respect,
to
please.
Yeah, no.
Playoffs.
Kurt Cignetti.
Cignetti. Google me, bitch.
And then the last six shape up like this. They will go to Rutgers, host Wisconsin. They are at Iowa.
Okay. That could be a fun one, too. I've heard that's a fun experience.
Home games against Minnesota and USC, and then they are at Washington.
Dare I say that is a very, very manageable schedule.
Yeah. I would agree. You miss Michigan and Ohio State.
Yep.
You have a bye, I think, right before that Iowa game, which is yep. nice. Yep. It feels you don't have to go to Penn State when weather could be an issue.
No.
It sets up
that's
nice.
That's got 11-1 written all over it.
Well, the only game right now, and we'll see what happens, and you got to find a quarterback and all that, but you are going to be a touchdown-plus favorite over everyone not named Penn State. In fact,
aren't they that this year, though? Besides Ohio State?
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think if there would have been another game where you were
well,
within
I can look
10
it up.
Points. No, Ohio State and Penn State.
Well, yeah, I was thinking regular season, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Regular season, Ohio State probably would have been the only one. Yeah, so similar. I mean, I'm guessing that the vast majority of those games, you are going to be 10 to 17-point favorites.
Damn, dude.
So that's
the Ducks
well.
Were double-digit favorites in every game in the regular season.
Minus Penn State.
Minus Ohio State.
Yeah, and I bet you that is...
They were favored by 50 over Idaho.
Yikes.
They won by 10.
Yeah, take the points. Take the points.
Did anybody take the points on Idaho?
And I don't know.
Talk about a no-sweat bet.
Well, what's weird is that...
I think I would take 50 points with Dan Lanning being the coach against Oregon every time. I don't think he's ever going to win by 50. They're methodical. They don't run it up. They put in the subs. Like,
it is kind of amazing that your first two games, the way your O-line looked, the struggles you had against Idaho, you should have lost to Boise State minus the two kick returns. It really is. It's an unbelievable job of getting this team to come together to see where they're at now versus what those first 2 weeks looked like.
Well, it's just a long grind,
it's
you know.
Enormous.
I mean, you've been through seasons where you know you struggle early and you just keep at it.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean,
it's a long season,
especially with the O line. You know, I know that you changed basically one guy, right? You move Poncho over to center, and that was really about it. And the O line has just played so much better.
Don't you think there's also an element of right out of the gate you're playing Idaho, you're a top five preseason ranking, you're in the top five in the preseason.
Your head's
ranking.
Just not in it.
You're just then, you overlook
then,
them.
And then Boise State's a good team, and they sneak up on you. And...
I think Boise State early in the season did sneak up on them. Ash and Genty's like,
whoa.
And then you realize you got Oregon State, and you want to revenge that game. And you're like, okay, we need to get our S together. And then all of a sudden you do.
Yeah.
And now you're undefeated.
Everything kind of, and then the Ohio State game came at the perfect time, and it just really launched you into a season. Into a great year.
All right, there's the schedule for 2025. Coming up next.
And dare I say, I'll bet you we're going to say the same thing. About half of the year, we're going to be like, oh my God, this is really boring.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a very
no
fun schedule.
There's not a lot of it. There's not a lot of
this is what happens when the conferences get diluted, though. Like, I mean, agreed. You just don't get all the best anymore.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's just there's just not going to be.
It's actually worse than, is that schedule worse than this year's schedule, Big Ten-wise?
It might be with, like, big name recognition. I mean, this year you got Michigan and Ohio State, which was supposed to be two big ones, and it ended up being one big one.
I would say if Washington and USC were worth two S's, that I would say no, but does anyone expect Washington or USC to be good? I mean,
is Aller gone?
Probably. I mean, the NFL, it's a very weak quarterback class, and so Aller may just say, hey, I got to get out while the getting's good, and bolt. So... yeah, I mean, but Warren's gone, Singleton's gone, Carter's gone. I mean, Penn State loses a lot. A lot of their big guys are indeed gone, but so's Oregon.
Well,
and this is the one with Oregon. I mean, Oregon loses both tackles. They lose almost their entire secondary.
That's their center. Their Remington Trophy.
They lose Harmon. They lose Birch. All those guys. I mean, you have recruited well, and you've done so well in the transfer portal, but Tez Johnson is gone. Evan Stewart's probably gone.
And I think Trayshawn Holden's gone. I think all three of those guys are gone.
No, it's going to be... Ferguson's gone, but you got Sadiq coming in. But still, like, Sadiq at this point is more of... he looks like Tarzan, but we've yet to see it really come to fruition. Ferguson's an NFL guy. There will be a massive shift next year in this Oregon team. This will not look...
it'll be a much younger team.
Much younger team, and then... do you go out and get another Bo Nix, Dylan Gabriel, or do you turn it over to Dante Moore? And if you do, now we're right back to crossing our fingers and say, God, we hope a kid that hasn't played much football turns out to be really good for us, because your last two quarterbacks that have led you on this great run these 3 years have more starts in college football than basically anyone that's ever played the game.
When we were talking about it earlier in the show, just about the best quarterbacks available who are, or maybe it was yesterday, that are going in the portal, like, does a Bo Nix or Dylan Gabriel even exist? Maybe not.
And if they don't, and you kind of, I don't know, do you think there's an element in today's college football that if you look at your roster and you go, well, I can't see Lanning doing this at all. He's just like an all-in, all-the-time guy.
Yeah.
But do you go to Dante Moore if you think, hey, maybe it's not quite our year, maybe let's play for... it's not like
you're right, no shot. Not Dan Lanning.
Not Dan Lanning, but it's not like you're playing for next year. But I just mean, is it easier to say, let's just go with Dante Moore if two things. One, there isn't that Dylan Gabriel in the transfer portal. Yeah. Or two, you look at your roster and go, we're losing a lot of guys. We got a lot of holes we got to fill. Let's just focus on those, and then we'll develop Dante.
I could see there being an element of that. I've always said, like, if you bring in a portal guy, and you can't convince me that they're not going to bring in a portal guy.
I agree.
There's no way they
just... don't think Dante... If we all took bets right now, Dante Moore starting quarterback at Oregon.
No.
I'm saying no.
I'm saying no, too. They'll bring in a portal guy.
I mean, next year.
Yeah. But if you bring in a portal guy and he's not a Bo Nix or Dylan Gabriel, let's say you bring in, the kid from Western Kentucky, right? You bring him in, like with Will Rogers that UW went and got. And to me, if it's neck and neck between Dante Moore and Will Rogers, like it's like you have a hard time, then I can see if you're like, all right, we may take a little growing pains here. I can see going with the younger kid. But I just don't know if that's where this program is at. And he is so all in or nothing. I think it'll be hard for him to turn it over to a young kid. Yeah. Even though Dante Moore at that point won't necessarily, I mean,
he's not that young.
He's not that young, but he hasn't played a lot.
But he better have some serious upside.
Yes.
Or he's not going out there.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. A little more college football talk. In the News is coming up next. What do you think of when you think of the Portland Expo Center?
Oh, I got a good idea. Yeah, it's...
What do you mean?
I was there this last weekend.
Were you really?
Why?
Yes, I was.
What was there?
The Scandinavian Christmas Festival.
What?
Yeah.
Are you Scandinavian, Buck?
Yeah, I am Norwegian. My wife is Swedish.
Oh. I didn't know you were a
I mean, among other things.
All right.
But, you know... We thought it'd be fun to take the kids to a little Christmas fair.
Dance around the maypole and all that?
There were people doing stuff like that. People were eating Abel skivers and Swedish meatballs and made some crafts and bought some tchotchkes. Nice little family.
You get a little Dalahus, did you?
What is that? I don't know, maybe.
The Swedish horses.
Oh, I drank some glog. We had glog?
Glug.
Glug? Is that what you say?
Yeah, it's delightful.
Had some of that. It was good.
All right. In the News is next on The Fan. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.